Lawmakers in the National Assembly on Saturday delivered a detailed and constructive review of the federal budget for FY 2025-26 and called for providing more relief to the common man. While participating in the general discussion on the budget, Defense Minister Khawaja Asif said Pakistan suffered huge losses due to tax evasion, especially in sectors like tobacco, real estate, steel, and tires. "We lose around 300 billion rupees annually in tobacco taxes alone." He acknowledged that the Federal Board of Revenue, FBR, has made some improvements, but much more needs to be done. "If we can just improve our tax collection by 50%, we wouldn't need foreign loans," he noted. He demanded accountability and urged the finance ministry and the FIBR to brief parliament on the large-scale tax evasion and the people behind it. "We need honesty in governance. Only then can we provide real relief to the people," he said. He gave the example of how public shops in Punjab are rented for very low rates, while private shops in the same area earn 10 times more. "This has continued for decades without accountability," he pointed out. He called for a national campaign to end corruption, particularly in sectors dominated by a few corrupt families. Asif praised Finance Minister Mohammad Aurangzeb, calling him a professional and experienced person. He credited him for bringing back international trust in Pakistan's economy. He shared encouraging economic data. GDP growth improved from minus 0.2% to plus 2.7%, inflation dropped to 4.6%, and the current account posted a $1.2 billion surplus. Foreign investment rose by 20%. He admitted that the public may still be feeling economic pressure but said positive changes are happening. "The business community is showing more confidence, and the stock market recently hit a historic 125,000-point high," he said. He criticized those who now attack the government's economic policy but had once urged the IMF not to support Pakistan. "These people tried to sabotage our economy," he said. "Pakistan is not about any one person. It is a mission, a belief, and a shared history," he added. He urged political leaders to rise above personal ambitions and serve the nation with sincerity. PPP senior leader Mirza Ekshar Beg emphasized the pivotal role of the industry, agriculture, and services sector in driving long-term economic stability. Acknowledging the ongoing economic challenges, he said the government's push toward reforms, though modest GDP growth of 2.6% continues to be overshadowed by inflation, population pressure, and mounting national debt. He raised concern over pension reforms, particularly the withdrawal of posthumous benefits for pensioners' children after 10 years, warning this could create financial distress for many families.